Hey, what's going on? Third episode in a 10-episode arc. I've dubbed this Fixing Restaurants. I did something similar to this last summer. It was such a hit. I heard from a bunch of you guys that you love those 10 episodes, so I am doing it again. Fixing Restaurants. If we're going to fix something, we have to first identify what's broken. So we are identifying the things that are broken, then I'm sharing with you the fixes that you need in order to turn things around. Today, I want to talk about value. The restaurants we go to, the restaurants we run, are getting more expensive every single day. And so we have to have this conversation about value. So I want to talk to you about, number one, you have to charge what you need to charge to be profitable. But number two, you have to make sure it's worth it in the eyes of the consumer. We're going to talk about how you do that, right? Because it all has to do with perception. All of that on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I also work directly with owners and operators all over the country through my P3 Mastermind program. This program has absolutely exploded over the last 18 months. To date, we've put more than 150 people through the program. We have 150 some people currently enrolled in the program. It's geared towards independent operators who have a busy, thriving restaurant, but struggle with profitability. If you feel like you get to the end of every month and you're like, hey, whoa, we're so busy. Like, where's my money? You are not alone. That is the problem we fix. If you want to learn more to see if you're a good fit for the program, you set up a free call with me or someone from my team. You do that by visiting our website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Grab time on the calendar. We'll learn more about you and your restaurant. You'll learn about the program we run, and we'll see if it's a good fit. That link is in the show notes. Again, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Go grab time. I look forward to chatting with you. Now, are you ready to revolutionize the way you run your restaurant? Unlock the power of data to optimize your restaurant operations with Avero, the trusted technology partner for over 40,000 hospitality professionals worldwide. Avero understands restaurant operations. Their hospitality-focused solutions are built by operators for operators to help drive revenue, protect profits, and prevent fraud and loss. Avero has a data-backed answer for every food and beverage challenge and is focused on delivering the right answers to the right people at the right time. With Avero, you can make better, faster, and more profitable decisions. Drive customer traffic, raise check average, and ensure a consistent guest experience across all of your locations, right? They empower you to optimize your menu mix, streamline your operation to boost profitability. Join the ranks of over 14,000 restaurants across 75 countries who trust Avero to boost sales, manage costs, and streamline their entire operation. Are you ready to drive more sales by leveraging the hospitality industry's best-kept secret weapon? Unlock your restaurant's full potential today. Get started for free and transform your business by visiting AveroInc.com. Again, AveroInc.com. That link, as always, is in the show notes. Now, we're in the third in a 10-episode arc that I've dubbed Fixing Restaurants. I love this industry. I'm passionate about what I do, what we all get to do. But let's face it, there are some things that are broken. So we're going to identify every single episode over the next little stretch, all the things that are broken. And then I want to share with you specific, actionable, tactical ways to fix the things that are broken. Today, I want to talk about the cost of restaurants. Restaurants are becoming more and more expensive. I know you feel that as a consumer. I certainly do. And I'm guessing you feel that as a merchant. You feel bad saying, I can't charge X for this dish. I can't charge Y for this dish. My people won't pay it. I want to address that head on. Number one, right? Cost is only an issue in the absence of value, right? Seth Godin says, right? A marketer's last refuge is price. If all we're doing is competing on price, then we haven't properly done our job, right? If people can get what they get from us elsewhere, then they will, and they should. If they can get it elsewhere for cheaper, if all things being equal, what they can get with us is the same as what they can get over there, but it's cheaper over there, then yes, shame on us. They should go get it for cheaper. None of us, no one in the world pays more than they have to for no reason. So we have to give them a reason. One of the things that's broken is this conversation about price. Number one, my big thing is profit. We need restaurants that are profitable. If they're not profitable, there's no reason to keep them open. So you need to reverse engineer it and say, this is how much I need to make. In order to make this, I need to do this much in revenue and keep expenses to a certain percentage of revenue. That will leave this chunk of money left over for me and my family. And that's okay. That's how we should be running our small businesses. So what happens is you need to charge what you need to charge in order to be profitable. But the other part of the conversation, and I think we can all do this better, is we have to do a better job of convincing the consumer that what we're asking them to pay is actually worth it. So for most people, and I know you feel this because you're not just a merchant, but you're a consumer as well, the things you buy, the restaurants you go out to have gotten much more expensive over the last 5 years. If you look at a pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic, things are much more expensive. And that's fine, but we still need to be able to convince people to come spend their money with us. And so we have to be able to say, yes, I know it's more expensive, but it's worth it for the following reasons. And it has to be airtight. It has to be obvious. It has to be intuitive. You want to be able to say, now, you're not going to say this out loud, but you are going to say, yes, I know it's more expensive than it's ever been. I know you're paying a lot more now than you're used to paying 5 years ago, but look, you get this and this and this and this. Really, what we're talking about is value, right? For me, value is an overused word. Most people in our industry have no idea what it means. Most people have no idea. So here's how I think about it. I think about it in terms of transactions, right? So let's do this first. A transaction is something where two people or two entities trade something. I'm going to give you this well-cooked piece of halibut. You're going to give me $38. That is a trade. That's a transaction, right? For me, in the world, well, the way I think about it is that a transaction only works when both sides win. Meaning, you, the restaurant owner, are willing to sell the halibut for $38 because you know you've done all your math and it costs you about $10 to produce that item. You're willing to sell it at $38 because you make a profit. It is worth transacting because you win. Likewise, on the side of the consumer, it's also true. They're willing to spend the $38 because in their eyes, whether they say it or not, it's actually worth more than that. They'd probably be willing to pay more than that. But you went out and got all your education and worked your way up in the industry and came up with really great recipes. You developed those recipes. You went shopping for all the ingredients. You prepped all the ingredients. You cooked the dish. You served them the dish. You got them everything else they wanted while they were there in your restaurant eating your dish. And then you took it away at the end and you did all the cleanup for them. That's incredible. And there's real value in that, in every step of that. From the intellectual property to all the grunt work of shopping for, prepping it, cooking it, taking it away, doing the dishes. I hate doing dishes. Everybody hates doing dishes. Sometimes you just have to do the dishes. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to cook tonight. I don't want to do dishes. Let's just go out. It is a luxury. And so what we have to understand is that in a transaction, the only reason somebody would transact is when both sides win. You're willing to do it because you're charging a premium and you're making a profit for the halibut. And you are saying the consumer is being saved of all the hassle of having to think of a recipe, go shop, prep everything, cook everything, and then clean up after. That's why they decided to do this. because there's something better about what you are providing than what they can provide themselves. It's going to impress the clients when they go out to a nice restaurant rather than bringing the clients back home to their house. For whatever reason, that's how that goes. So now let's get back to this value conversation. For me, value is an equation. Worth minus price equals value. Meaning the price is what you charge for the dish. Worth is what a consumer would actually be willing to pay. And value is that space between, the gap between what it's worth and what you're charging. What happens is we have to magnify that, make that as big as possible, and make it as obvious as possible. And yes, sometimes even if it's expensive, you have to be able to say, yes, it's expensive, but look at all you get for it, right? Some of the most value I've ever found is in the most expensive restaurants I've ever gone to or been taken to. You have to understand the reality of transactions, and you have to understand that equation. What is value? It's worth minus price. What do you charge? And what would the consumer actually be willing to pay? And let's widen that space between, that gap. Make sure it's as wide as possible and it's as obvious as possible. So when we talk about how we fix restaurants, that's a key way that we can fix restaurants. So go. Give some thought to that. Think about the experience you provide and think about how to dial up, increase the value of whatever it is you're providing. As always, I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you very much, and I will see you next time.